The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The budget for 2026, it's just around the corner, and childcare costs are back in the headlines, and it seems that it is going to be on the agenda for government this year. The Minister for Children, Norma Foley, is expected to introduce a tax relief for parents this year to reduce costs. But how would it impact providers? Well, to get the very latest on this, I'm joined now by Jack Horgan-Jones, the political correspondent with the Irish Times. Jack, the government had promised to reduce childcare costs to €200 per month. It would be phenomenal, I think, for parents out there. They said they would do that over the course of this government. They're a long way off implementing that. So what is proposed in this measure? How exactly would it work?
As you correctly say, it is probably one of the most ambitious promises that is made in the programme for government, that to bring childcare costs down to €200 per month. Because when you look at the current cost that people are paying, that families are paying up and down the country, in many areas it's €200 per week for full-time care. Now, what we understand is that at this stage of the budget negotiations, the discussions or the plans being formulated by Minister for Children, Norma Foley, are focusing in on measures that would help out families paying at the very top end of those childcare fee ranking tables, for want of a better word. So you're looking at predominantly geographic areas in the east of the country, clustered around the capital, also around Cork City, places where you're seeing average weekly rates of kind of 200, 250, maybe even a little bit more, edging up towards €260 per week. And I think that while this would be welcome for those families who are clearly paying some of the highest childcare costs in the country, and you can certainly see the policy rationale behind looking to address that, there will be that outstanding question: if this is done and no more, where is the progress being made on the big across the board measures that are going to make those big leaps that are clearly necessary to make good on that political promise?
The cap that is there, that a childcare provider who's in receipt of the core funding cannot breach €295 per week for their child attending the service, that would be maintained too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so look, we don't know the exact mechanism whereby they would be targeting further reductions at the very top level. I suppose one possibility is that cap could be lowered further. We don't know exactly what the kind of real world effect of that cap is going to be, because while it was announced earlier on this year, I think early on in June of this year, it's only coming into effect now. So the effort is to cap at $295 per week, as you say. Now, the real world cost of those fees is a little bit lower because there's subsidies applied. But again, this is a measure to focus on the top end of the market, to make sure that the ceiling is lowered. Now, if you were to look at it cynically, you could potentially argue that by taking out the very top priced creches and forcing them to bring their costs down, you are bringing down the average. That's just the mathematical impact of taking out the people at the top of the distribution. Whereas really, the big problem is the large amount of people paying a large amount of fees around the middle. You know, that's really what drives up the cost for so many households up and down the country, not the smaller number of people who are paying that at the very, very top of the market.
Okay, so no huge clarity as to how exactly this would work or where the threshold would be. But you mentioned some of the highest fees that are out there, and they're in areas like Dunleary, Rathdown, in Dublin, full day care costs around €260 a week. But I can imagine there's going to be pushback against this, Jack Horgan-Jones, because it is one of the most affluent areas in Dublin. And there'll be people saying, you know what, if you're living there, you can possibly well afford this.
Well, I mean, from one area where I suspect there will certainly be pushback is from the operators themselves. We know that their opposition to the government system of core funding, which is the quid pro quo, whereby they freeze their fees or have frozen their fees at 2021 levels in exchange for this new funding stream, the core funding stream from the government, which amounts to hundreds of millions of euros every year. But many of the operators say that it's not enough due to the rapid inflationary environment we've been living in the time between 2021 and now. So I suspect that, you know, they'll see something like this coming down the tracks, and anything that looks like an elaboration of the frozen fees, anything that looks like an extra term or condition applied to that system, they're going to say, look, if you want to do that and you want us to remain in core funding, then you're going to have to increase the numbers, the amount of money going into that. So that's another pressure that I think will be coming to bear on Minister for Children Norma Foley over the next little while, because while she'll be looking to make good on that promise to parents, she'll also be looking to make sure that there's a sector there that's big enough and robust enough to receive all the children that want to go into it. And that means potentially putting more money into core funding, means making sure that there's enough places available. I know that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was speaking about this over in New York. So look, it's a complex, multifaceted problem, and the solution to it seems to be the application of significant amounts of public money. But there are many calls within the sector for that public money. So look, it remains to be seen exactly how it shakes out in this budget. But the imperative to make good on that €200 a month promise, that headline grabbing promise, that eyebrow raising promise, perhaps, given the scale of the ambition underpinning it, that will remain undimmed over the years to come.
Well, that was Jack Corgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times. And joining me on the line now to get reaction to all of this is Elaine Dunn, chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Elaine, you're very welcome to
Thank
the
you
programme.
Very much.
I would imagine a lot of the parents out there this morning who are paying maybe somewhere between 700 and 900 euros a month in childcare fees will be absolutely delighted to hear finally they are going to get some help with this. They might even get some tax relief to go towards these huge, huge fees that parents are facing.
No, absolutely. I'm sure the parents are listening to this and think this is wonderful. But as always, the devil is in the detail. And for a lot of our parents, they're getting the National Childhood Scheme, which is a fantastic scheme. It reduces the fee costs to the parents. Overall, anyway. So if you have a child in the service and they're getting just the universal 40 hours a week, that's €85.60 a week off your fees. That's a great amount of money. What I would love to see is that, you know, when the government come out and they say they're going to reduce the cost for parents, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, is that they look at the universal. Because in a lot of households, both parents have to work. There's a lot of bills going out. But what they haven't taken into consideration and what's never mentioned is the provider and the cost of doing business. In South Dublin, all of us in South Dublin, if anybody wants to run a survey on this, we all have places available. We are not at capacity. And that is a huge issue. In North Dublin, there is maybe pockets where they're full. In Cork, there is pockets where there's full. Galway, Donegal, we're not at capacity in this sector whatsoever. We ran a survey recently only there 4 weeks ago, and it clearly showed that we're not at capacity around the country.
But
and
it's
that's
one of the
a big
reasons,
worry.
Elaine, that you're not at capacity in places like South Dublin is because the fees are so, so high that it actually puts people off going back to work full time and putting their child into childcare, because actually one just cancels out the other.
Well, the fees aren't so, so high because of the National Childhood Scheme. It brings it down. 295, if it's 295 a week that they're saying they're going to cap it at, take away the 85.60 a week, that brings it down. It's up to government to make sure that they look after the parents and ensure that fees come down for parents.
And is that not what they're trying to do here? I mean, if it's down to €200, you're still talking about potentially €800 a month per child. And a lot of people who have a child in a childcare place, they probably have a second child because, you know, there's maybe 2 years between them. They might have a second child in that childcare place. It's a phenomenal amount of money for a family to find every month.
Okay, so firstly, in South Dublin, the actual number of the birth rates are way down. And that's why we're not at capacity. So we've done a whole study on this. So the birth rates are down this year. Okay, so that's why I don't believe it has anything to do with the fees. If a parent needs a place in the creche, they're going to take the place. There's no way they're going to, you know, not be able to go to work. There's also, like, you even look at childminders now and they're coming in and they're regulating childminders, very welcomed. But childminders are closing down all around the country. So if the sector is not at capacity nationally, and yet we're hearing from government and other bodies that, oh, this, we're at capacity, we need more services open. And you see in South Dublin, in Dunleary Rathdown alone, a whole load of new services opened up, which are drowning out the smaller providers. Those smaller providers, home from home, and those service providers are stuck at historical fee freezes of 2016, 2017. And a lot of them have been refused the fee cap to be lifted. Okay. That whole part of the Department of Children, they said that they were going to start opening back up the fee cap process. It hasn't happened. So we're still stuck at these historical fee freezes.
I mean, there were 20% providers last year, wasn't there, Elaine, though, who were approved to raise their fees in 2024?
There was a very low number approved, which is very, very worrying. And then when we asked for the Department of Children to show us the mechanisms that they are using and the algorithm they're using, we were told it's gone under review. So when it's gone under review, you can't see anything. When core funding came in September of 2021, there were 4,700 services. Today, there are 3,941. Those figures came from TUSLA on the 8th of August. Now, that's a very worrying figure. So the numbers are dropping. Services are closing down. We hear nothing about what government or the Department of Children or our minister are going to do to ensure that services are there and available for parents and that quality remains there. Because when you start cutting the cost of the business and you've no choice, quality is going to drop and nobody wants to drop quality.
I'm just looking here at some texts that are coming in from listeners. I live in Dublin 7. I have one child in a creche. Our creche has no places available until 2028 and all in the area are exactly the same. My neighbour is due next month and cannot find a creche for love nor money.
So the unfortunate thing is it's under ones that it's impacting because under ones is one of the most unviable parts of the business. So an awful lot of us in South Dublin, we closed the rooms, the baby rooms, and we took from over two instead because that's where with core funding. So, that supports that type of service. So, and it's really hard for, and I feel so sorry because we get women ringing us and they're pregnant and they're looking for a place. But there's nothing we can do. That again is where when the Department of Children, we went into core funding, they didn't look at that part. And I mean, that's the most important, I suppose, piece of the puzzle is that they look after the under ones and that they pump an awful lot more funding into the under ones. And then many people would probably open up their doors again.
Another texter coming
for those children.
Here, Elaine, I just don't understand why the government don't take over the early learning sector the same way they do as the schools. It's the obvious thing to do. It's what's done in other countries. It's very successful. And we wouldn't have all this up and down and constant adjusting of pricing for parents. Just take it over and run it and you've total continuity. The staff will be paid a decent wage. Thank you, said this listener. Is that the answer?
Well, I can't see government doing that first off because we've asked them, we said, like, if you want to run our businesses, please come in and do it and buy us out. But nobody wants to take on our sector. And, you know, it's going to cost an awful lot of money even to take on the staff wages. You're looking at a massive amount of funding a year just to take on the staff wages. And we see everybody's calling for different things at the moment. We need to live in the real world. And in the real world, there are issues. There are many small and medium providers that are you know, at this point, have come to a point where they're burnt out. We did a mental health study with DCU earlier this year. We put that whole study out into the Department of Children. We explained to them one of the main reasons that providers are burning out is because of funding or a lack of. And we didn't do the study ourselves. It was done by DCU, Dr. Laura Gormley. And it's a fantastic study that has been done because it backs up everything we've said. And I welcome any parent to come and join us and say, okay, let's all join together and come to government and say, we've all had enough. We all want what's right. And do you know what the sad part about all of this is? When you're talking about money all the time, we should be talking about the children and how this is impacting the quality and the service, which then impacts the child. You know,
all right.
Nobody's
look,
talking about the children.
Leave it there, Elaine, but I would appreciate your thoughts and your texts on this morning, whether you think this is the right model to try and tackle some of the high costs that parents are paying as tax relief. The answer, Elaine Dunn, Chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Thank you for your time this morning. Now, let's win some cash.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.